That's right, we are back again.
Oh, no.
This is the Ono Radio Show. This is your first time listening, we welcome you.
Welcome.
If you're a long-time listener, well, you know what you're in for. Welcome back, and probably go fuck yourself, because all of you are atrocious individuals. We know that for sure. Anyway,
cheers.
This is the Ono Radio Show. Like I said, my name is Owen. I'll be your host for the evening. Alongside me is my good friends Tom, and Zach.
Hello.
How you doing, boys?
Great.
Hey, great. It's okay
were
to say
were we all supposed
it.
To do that at once?
Ah, you do whatever you want, Tom.
Yeah.
There's nothing you're supposed to do on this show.
I didn't want to speak for the crew. You know? I'm doing pretty good. I don't know about these guys.
Can we all slap some ass and say good game, good huss?
Yeah.
We do that at the half, man.
Well, Zach's got the right idea. Tonight he Ubered over here so we can get...
Have a few beers. Enjoy myself.
Enjoy yourself a little bit. You know, kick back.
Shout out to Uber.
Shout out to Uber.
Who don't even know that they've sponsored this episode.
That's
right. Ono Radio Show.
Speaking of sponsors, the time is coming, guys, that we are going to be looking for those very, very soon with the launch of a brand new website that's going to be basically taking over your interwebs with all of your Ono media needs. But we're going to have plenty of opportunities to not only have things be sponsored on the show as far as live reads, but of course on our website as well. So if you want any information on that, just get a hold of us on Facebook for the time being until the site comes. But we'll let you
know all
about that when it arrives.
I've seen pictures of what that site's going to look like. It is sexy, dude.
It's looking pretty good.
It's exciting.
It really is. I think it's going to take our game to the next level. As you heard earlier, folks, we don't have a guest in studio tonight. It's just the gruesome foursome.
Is that our official title? I feel like we should work on that. Actually.
I think we
we'll
probably
talk about
need
that
one.
In the thread tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll get one. But I think it's nice after a couple weeks. We've had guests in the last two weeks. An awesome guest last week.
Great show.
We had Swervy Jones in the week before. Last week was Rebecca Rose. Both great shows, both great guests.
Yeah,
but
man.
I tell you what, Rebecca Rose and her husband, Tom.
Stand up people.
Good people.
So cool.
Really
cheers,
enjoyed
cheers
their...
to them. They're not even here right now.
And we can officially let you in on a little behind the scenes here. Zach was the first, I think, to show up last week, and we're chilling outside and kind of explaining to him who the guest is, and he's just like, yeah, I mean,
I don't mean any disrespect to her, but at the time I just didn't really know. I didn't know who she was.
I
didn't know about her, and then she came through. Was the coolest fucking guest we've ever had since I've been here.
Since you've been on
very
the
long,
show,
but
you said it was your favorite guest,
dude,
right?
Yeah, she was awesome. Man.
Absolutely,
she really did,
but
man.
That actually does go to show how it. You know, you don't really know how a guest is going to be before they're in the studios. I tell you, one that was surprising to me in recent weeks was the Killer Robots.
Oh, they were great.
Those guys. You know, real
cool guys.
We're terrible people for not.
Yeah, I feel like I
ended up
in
the
worst that night. It was just shitty timing, man.
It was kind of terrible. Yeah, it was kind of terrible. We'll have to definitely
we're those people.
Go to a Killer Robots.
We really meant to come. We love you guys.
We do.
Rock on, Killer Robots. Can't wait to check out their movie too.
Yeah,
I want a free screening of that.
Oh, I want to go to that screening. That's definitely try and get some media passes for that occasion. But no, it's good to be here. I've had quite an interesting week, honestly. I do want to tell you guys a little bit about it. I'm basically poor right now, but not because I don't have any money. I can't buy anything is the problem. I got the call on Labor Day night.
Oh,
it was about 9 o'clock at night, and kudos to Wells Fargo for actually giving me a call back or call at that time. Hey, we've detected some weird fucking charges on your
fraudulent activity.
And it's an automated message, as it always is. It's the second time I've gone through this. And it starts reading you out the last five charges that were put on your debit card. Now, four of them were all
obviously not you.
Well, beer at 7-Eleven,
okay,
13 something, and then I bought smokes that day.
This guy's a brilliant copycat.
right. Then it's shit I had for lunch, all that, so I'm seeing all those, and then there's the $511 Damn. Charge
hey.
At a 7-Eleven
what?
In the panhandle of Florida.
What do you buy for $500 yeah. fucking dollars
How
at
can
7-Eleven?
You even do that?
The store?
And it was declined at the store, by the way. Like, they obviously knew something was up.
Maybe
like,
scratch tickets?
I think Maybe. It's a combination of those. But here's my theory. I thought about this.
And e-cigs?
Prepaid Visa debit cards.
Oh, there you go. That's
prepaid
a good
Visa debit card. Good. So yeah, they can get as much money out
basically
as they
turn
can.
Turn it into cash.
Turn
you got
it into
that
cash.
Scandalous, scammy mind, don't it's, you? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of do.
Sharp on the point there.
Yeah, dude. Nice. It sounds like you've done this before.
I mean, yeah.
Hopefully, Wells Fargo isn't listening right now.
I have not done this before, but it does, you know, bring me to, you know, okay, so how did somebody get my number? They got my debit card number. They were obviously able to then they basically make them into like replica cards. I've paid at the pump. I always pay at the pump.
Well, that's I think that's where they
that's
get you.
That's most of the time
of
where they get
readers.
You the card yeah. swipes, yeah.
But
probably,
I mean
probably just cybercrime really. Got
it could
off
be
a site.
Cybercrime. It could be any number of the porn, you know, accounts that I have.
Right.
It could
right.
be any
Your Ashley Madison
My
account.
Ashley Madison's.
yeah.
No. I don't know really where it came from. It could be pay at the pump. It could be online. I even thought about maybe the guy. Remember we bought those cards? Those Juggalo cards?
ICP,
no,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
what did us in. Is the
it,
guy
it
was, the
it could have been. It could have been that.
Softer,
that
dude,
motherfucker.
I
and
hope
he enjoys himself.
And I bet he would live in the shitty panhandle of Florida. I mean, like, it's like on your way to Alabama.
Well,
you
he's
know.
Here from Detroit. He's a snowbird, probably.
He's a snowbird. Yeah. What if it's this like little old granny that like lives, you know?
I'm pretty baller, actually. What, a, know, what a great con!
She just makes cover. Them all up.
She's making it
These
rain
are for
with
my
her
grandchildren.
Visa
I need
cards.
10 of them for $100 each.
Sure, old lady, you're innocent looking.
Speaking of porn, though, I did come across a great fucking story this week for all you Android users. Have you heard about this one?
Glad I don't own an Android.
Yeah,
phone.
This one's actually pretty
I'm
fucking
sure my
funny.
Dick will be on there.
There's I don't know anybody that would do this, seeing as though porn is pretty much free on like a million streaming sites
everywhere
now. I don't
understand that
now.
With people at all. Like, why do you pay for pornography?
Yeah. And I'm not sure that this is necessarily a pay for type of app, but it's an Android app specifically called Adult Player. So it's like a browser for porn. I don't know if that how that,
that
makes
already
it
has red flags
any different
all
than
in any porn site.
Any,
yeah.
yeah so yeah, I don't really get that, but. The magic about this is what it did is apparently once the register reports users of the adult player Android app are in for a shock. It's emerged that the Android app has been secretly taking photos of users and wants their cash in exchange for deletion. So it's similar to the fucking, you know, Ashley Madison thing in a sense that, you know, you would have to pay so much money before you get your information 100% deleted from the, you know, site.
They're blackmailing you with pictures of you whacking off.
Pretty much. Silently snaps a picture of you, and then it displays a message.
Unflattering pictures.
And then it displays a message on its screen.
It waits for your O face.
Demanding that you pay $500. Otherwise,
you've been had, motherfucker.
You now have your vinegar strokes.
Vinegar strokes, there it is.
You know,
with our new patented camera technology, we can tell right when you're going to come.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, back to the whole fucking, account stealing thing. Have you ever had it?
Oh, yeah.
You ever had it? It's
I've had it personally and on my business. Actually
it's that
business
is
card.
Just dangerous.
Yeah, some dude in fucking Canada. I was like, wow, Canada.
Canadians?
Yeah, some Canadian just had a wild weekend on my card, man. He checked into like a nice-ass hotel. And if I were that guy, I'm hoping he got a prosti and a steak dinner out my fucking credit card. Fucking scumbag.
My buddy at work was telling me about the same thing happened to him, right? Mm-hmm. And it was quite a few years back. And the story will date it, but he was saying that he could obviously tell it was some goddamn college kids.
Yeah.
Because
beer and
weed. It was like beer, pizza, Blockbuster movie rental.
Yeah.
And they did it like two weekends in a row, like before he caught it.
We've traced it to Full Sail campus.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like scared to use it somewhere else, so they just go back to where they already used it.
Yep. Yeah. But now, did we all work for Labor Day? Did we all have to work?
No, I had Labor Day off.
Did you?
Yeah, I had it
was pleasant.
Too.
You had it all. Yeah. You motherfuckers had that shit off.
It's just my normal day of the week off. You know,
then that's, I guess, a little bit different.
Well,
yeah.
That's cool.
I worked.
It was very
on
uneventful.
Day.
I mean, it was like sunny and rained, which is typical Florida fashion.
Yeah.
That's like how I could basically sum up the whole summer. It was sunny and it rained.
Dude, I feel like this summer has been kind of brutal as like, just far as heat goes.
And rain. And rain. Wet, man. Wet ass summer.
It's been a really disgusting Florida
all around,
summer.
Though. I don't even think Florida's getting the shit. I think, like, everybody, like, my parents live up in Mass, and even they were just like...
The weather,
for
man.
It to be, like, 90-something degrees now up there, something's not right.
And here's the deal, too. It's like all the... It does go into all the climate change stuff. Like, I feel like... Our year would have been better had a hurricane hit.
Sure.
You get that thing after a hurricane, too, where it, like, it does cool down. Like,
it does.
You get that nice, like, it just kind of douches the state and then washes on.
Shits all over and then, you know, nice and cleanses the palate.
I can't claim that joke. That's an SBK, old SBK joke. He used to always say that. He had a song about it, about hurricanes and how, like, it was nature's douche to kind of wash away. And I feel like we would have been better off had we had one.
Sure.
Probably. And now, like, because of it, it seems like all the hurricanes are missing Florida. Like, they all go east. Like, they all...
Right.
All the paths are different now.
It's like a joke now. It's like, we always say we're going to get a hurricane, and we always don't get a hurricane.
It's been literally 10 years since we've had a good one.
Whatever. It's the HARP station in Alaska. They're the ones, you know. It's the government, man. They're all dissipating the storms.
I've done some reading on that thing,
man. It's scary.
That is some crazy... I've talked about weather wars for years.
You can get fucking lost in that shit, too.
Definitely, man.
I love it.
As far as conspiracy goes, conspiracy theories go,
that would make
sense. I actually do believe in weather wars. I think we've been doing it with China and Russia. I think we do these weird things. And
for
like,
sure. We have the power to do it.
And I'm not saying that like we necessarily do some of like the real big like tragedies like on purpose, but I feel like they might be a result of all the other bullshitting that we're probably doing. And
I'm pretty sure we did Nicaragua. I'm pretty sure that was us. We were just trying it out. We're like, Nicaragua, we don't give a fuck about them, right?
I got
to
ask them.
What happens when you set it to 11?
What are you pretty sure about? What is this? What is this conspiracy theory?
Dude, you've never heard of weather wars?
I need some further explanation on this.
Look up the HARP station.
Look up HARP.
It's awesome.
And they're controlling the weather and we're attacking other countries?
Yeah.
Basically.
By weather?
Well, it's waves. It's like different kinds of waves that they're sending into the environment.
Off of the ionosphere.
And what is the purpose of this? What's our intentions? What are we gaining from this?
To control the weather.
Yeah.
In other countries?
And use it against our
enemies. Well, weather does a lot to help control other countries' economies.
Of course it does.
It can absolutely make or break an economy.
But they also say it can penetrate the crust and create earthquakes and stuff like that. I mean, I kid you not, that's a whole part of that.
What's his name? ARP. Snowden, in his interview, had even said in all the craziness that he had even... been savvy to the fact that they were had the capability of actually sending out waves that affect human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he was in seclusion hiding in Russia, he said like he was almost considering like hiding in like a man-made Faraday cage because they would send something to his fucking brain and kill him. But you know what? Something really doesn't
feel
like that's too much of a lie.
No, exactly.
There's some element of
creepy
fucking truth to that.
There's some element of
probable
truth to it.
Well, I don't think they can get as specific as... you know, turning your brain off like that yet. Maybe they can.
Maybe not turning it off, but...
But at the same time...
They can influence it.
They influence moods. They bounce general shit off those wavelengths. That's what I've read about it anyway.
Like interrupt your synapses or some weird shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they'd have to do it to whole populations. It wouldn't be just...
You're hungry for McDonald's all of a sudden.
I need that
McDonald's.
Man,
I want some McDonald's. Thanks, HARP Station.
So I feel like if that were to happen, it'd be pretty obvious because everyone would be fucked up. Like, you would just walk around and...
No, I think they can dial it in.
Yeah, they can pinpoint it.
Yeah.
Well, they can do it with cell phones now. There was a whole case a few years back. Goddamn, like, NPR or something did a whole, like, report on it. Basically, they found out, this guy figured out, that they have devices now that they can use in your cars to listen in to cell phones. They can drive around streets and police
and
units.
Scan them in.
And just literally like point it at your window or whatever and hear you talking on your phone. And some police agencies have absolutely invested in these things.
Yeah.
They're called stingrays. Look up stingrays sometime. Right. That's an absolutely real thing.
Something somewhat related. Saw some fucking random video online, but some hackers hacked into a Jeep and just were able to.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know where they were just able to fucking stop
like fuck
the Jeep
with it. Yeah.
Yeah, and fuck with all the controls.
Turn on the radio and play like different stations.
Yeah,
and shit.
You're just completely fuck with all the computer systems of the Jeep.
Because it's
just...
it's a blessing and a curse, computers, man. It's what can't hackers.
Yeah, I think
infiltrate.
We did that.
And if
show.
Someone can do that from their own personal computer, like imagine what the fucking government can do, you know? And now we're completely immobile, you know?
Hackers, yo. Anonymous, yo.
Yeah. They claim, you know, HARP is basically for just tune it off.
Sorry. My computer's being stupid.
What's your computer doing?
I can see the chat. Hey, guys, in the chat. I just can't.
Have you restarted it?
I feel like the HARP station is listening right now to Ono Radio Show. They're intercepting the chat.
Fucking up the feed.
Probably it. Start talking about
Hurry,
weather
throw
wars.
Your fucking microwave in the, throw your computer in the microwave now. You gotta wipe it. I've been watching Mr. Robot. That's a pretty awesome show.
That
you
is,
like
I was just
shit.
About to
it's
ask.
Is it worth watching? I've heard good things.
It is awesome.
All right.
The minor predictability of it is outweighed by its
exactly.
Substance.
Just watch it for entertainment valor. And if you like this hacky shit, you'll love the fucking show.
Oh, I love it.
It's great, dude.
Dude, I'm into it.
Sponsored by Mr. Robot on USA.
Is that the same guy that's in the Pacific, if you've seen it?
Yeah, he is in the Pacific.
Okay, yeah, that guy's
he's
fucking
weird.
Awesome.
He's
kind of
weird
looking.
Very
weird in that. Yeah,
he plays the character really well, though.
Nice.
And Christian Slater's in it, so good for him.
Yeah.
Good to see him working.
Imaginary. Sorry. I didn't say that.
I don't think you ruined much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You fucking
probably.
Are you on the Apple site? Are we going to do an Apple review?
No, I don't want to get into it because it really...
the pencil.
Dude, it's really... I mean, we were talking about it outside before the show, but it's kind of
retarded.
It's embarrassing at this point how Apple has lost their direction, and we're all kind of Mac fags, you know.
We
like,
are.
When it comes
I don't even want to say I agree with direction, but I also feel like they just have lost their touch as well. There used to be an essence to Apple, you know. I don't feel like that's around anymore. It's a money making monster.
Yeah, but Android's still not keeping up though.
Yeah, but
it is
enough
though because it fills all the other like subsidiary devices though. Like you're never going to get rid of you're never going to get rid of Android, but Apple's just so fucking dude, they just run the market.
Apple
run that shit.
Yeah. Apple started as a small guy and then dominate the market now. But now that they're the dominators, who's going to take Apple's spot? Cuz I really don't
I don't think
Android. Yeah. I didn't look yet. Hold on. Oh.
What's going on?
Who's gonna take Apple spot?
Guys, we've never played this game on the show. And it's something that I wanted to throw at you guys. It's called Cumming or Drumming. You guys can all play this at home. Just go to cummingordrumming.com.
Wow.
Duncan was the one that actually found
this. Of course
this
he found
this today.
Yeah.
So you basically get to, it gives you two options here. This is a little website review I'm doing for you right now. You got two different options. You got play the safe version or the XXX version. I think knowing which one we're going with here.
The safe one.
Totally, totally. All right, so you got to guess, guys, quick. Is she coming or is she drumming?
Drumming.
Gotta be drumming, man. Oh.
She's coming.
Of course she's coming.
She's coming.
Ooh, that's a good
one. Hey. He was all looking on that. Coming or drumming, guys?
Drumming.
Drumming.
I'm
sold on. Yeah!
Drumming!
Damn it!
I'm gonna be
fuck
wrong forever.
Good drum face. Yeah. Good drum face. Coming or drumming?
Coming
or drumming? This is a dude
coming.
Now. All right. Coming? We're going coming?
Either he's wearing a tank top or he's coming.
Oh! He was drumming.
God
he
damn
was
it, dude.
Drumming. Okay. All right. He's drumming. That's Taylor Hawkins, isn't it?
He's coming.
Drumming.
Oh, shit.
It is a drummer drumming. All right. Okay.
All right. This one. He's coming. He's coming.
He looks like he's coming, but he's probably drumming just because he's coming.
Drumming while coming.
Oh, he was drumming.
Yeah.
Guys, we're doing really bad on this game so far.
Oh, we get like ranked and shit?
Oh, we're 2 of 10 right now.
Oh, come on.
I think she's coming.
Coming.
I hope
coming.
So.
She's coming.
She was coming though. Yeah.
Nice.
So I think you get the point of this game,
this is
folks. Fun. Yeah. Oh, coming. He's drumming. That's a drummer if I've ever seen one.
That was pretty drummy.
That's right. That was drumming. We got 3 out of 10. We got 3
nice.
Out of 10.
Can you get some Phil Collins up there?
Well, he's definitely coming.
Definitely coming.
Even you know, Phil Collins was coming while he was drumming. So that's you get both answers on that.
I don't know how long this goes on. I've not played it for this long yet, actually.
She's coming.
I've been getting a few right.
A sexy noise.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Let's see.
So yeah,
coming.
Oh!
I mean, who would have thunk?
That's pretty clever. That's pretty clever. So yeah, that's a good game. If
that was fun.
Bored,
I'm sharing it with our listeners. It's on our
coming
our Twitter feed.
Or drumming.
.com.
Oh, Danya brings up a good point. What would it look like coming while drumming?
Do you ever watch Phil Collins videos?
I guess that's, so. Yeah.
Phil Collins blows a load. He came 3 times during that.
Yeah, he did. He didn't even drum on that one, did he? Because that was his sick. That was.
I feel like the drummer from Def Leppard comes a lot too.
Yeah, probably. Well, he only has one arm.
That's what I'm
one
saying. Foot. So it compensates. He's just his dick's
he's
always.
He's gotta have it out there.
His dick is Phil. All right.
He helps him get those hard to reach fills. Those long expand. Oh,
and we could even argue that maybe Ringo was drumming and coming.
Well. He was drumming and shitting a lot of the time, I think. But, you know, that's just Ringo.
Great find.
It was, yeah, so no, that's Duncan. We
what
can thank
fun,
Duncan on
fun
that
fun game.
One.
Thanks, Duncan.
Yeah.
Coming or drumming.com.
I did, I also came up with something else this week.
Oh.
I think I got a new segment.
Freak out.
I think I got a new segment.
Oh, what?
I think we got a new segment. Everybody's heard about the bird. All right, folks.
New segment time.
I've decided to call this next segment Urban Diction. Get it? Because I put a dick in there? See what I did there?
I heard that.
The placement.
All right. So this is where I go and hit random a bunch of times on Urban Dictionary and find a lot of good words, and then I find all the best ones, and at the end of the day, I read them out to you. These are definitions all from Urban Dictionary. Of course, Urban Dictionary written as a dictionary by you for you.
Who knew Ono was educational?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been to Urban Dictionary? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, okay. Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, first one of the week. This is what started the whole thing. Tom found this one. It's called the waffle stomp. The waffle stomp is to defecate in the shower and then proceed to try to stomp it down the drain with your foot.
So fucking gross.
Oh my God.
And like I was going to say, how can you use that in a sentence?
Hell yes.
This is the sentence they have. In a hurry to cover up the evidence, she waffle stomped.
Oh God. She. Oh my God.
It's funnier that it's a she, isn't it?
It's grosser, actually.
It's actually kind of grosser.
Wow.
Okay.
You learn something every day.
Yeah. Next one. Poo parkour.
Huh.
The action of climbing over or under the divider in a public restroom when you run out of toilet paper as to gain access to the toilet paper in the adjoining stall. Practitioners of poo parkour may be referred to as shikrateurs.
Yes.
That's poo
Holy
parkour.
Oh, man.
Man one, I ran out of toilet paper and was so desperate, I did an army low crawl into the next stall so I could wipe my ass. Man two, that's some serious poo parkour.
That is. Man.
Moving on. The Alabama Hot Pocket. You guys familiar with this one?
Alabama Hot Pocket? Is that a
I'm familiar with the state and the actual Hot Pocket, yeah.
All right, well, this is obviously, as you can tell, one of those heinous sexual things that no one's ever really going to do, but are always fun to laugh at. Mm. The Alabama Hot Pocket is the art of separating the vagina lips and taking a shat inside. And possibly, and I like this, it's in parentheses,
what?
And possibly having sex with it afterwards.
Oh my God, who the fuck does that?
Shania decided her vagina needed some lube, so her boyfriend performed an Alabama Hot Pocket.
Shania?
Wow.
Are you saying that correctly?
Shania? Shania?
I like Shania. I'm going to name my first daughter Shania.
All right.
Oh, that is heinous as fuck.
Last one for the week here. This is for all you wrestling fans out there, and I felt it was very apt for the show. I didn't know there's a sexual move called the John Cena.
Oh, God.
If you know anything about John Cena...
You can't see me?
Do you wave your hand in front of her vagina?
Right as you come while getting a blowjob, pull out of her mouth and blow your load right into her eyes. Proceed to wave your hand in front of your face and go, you can't see me.
Wow.
My girl was giving me an awesome blowjob when I decided to give her the old John Cena. Ah... So there you go.
All right.
That was some Urban Dictionary.
Thought it was diction.
Oh, I don't care.
It changes.
You
on the
name
go.
It. I don't care.
Whatever.
Didn't like it, huh? You didn't. They didn't
I loved it.
They didn't like my bit. They didn't
I liked it, man.
I feel like that's going to be.
We learned something.
Nice
man.
Little quick
yeah,
one for
more
you.
More knowledge in the brain.
Hey, man. The more you know.
Yep.
Yeah. The old
Very
waffle
good.
Stomp.
I loved it. God, that was the grossest one.
Waffle stomping all over the podverse.
Man. I mean, just who shits in the fucking shower, really?
I can honestly say I've done a lot. I've done shitting in a lot of weird places. I've never shat in the shower.
Like, yeah. I'm just saying, like, yeah. We had mentioned it in the thread. Like, I can understand there's the possible leftover that you missed. You know, but an actual act of shitting in the shower, I mean, that takes some work.
I can't believe I'm going to tell this, but I'm going to tell this.
Oh, everybody.
Wow.
Perk your
when ears. I was a kid, I was in and out of the pool all the time, right? And I'd eat, you know, I'd eat breakfast, I'd eat lunch. I probably ate more as a kid than I do even now, like just because I replaced that with alcohol. But
right.
So I'd be like summer break, right? And I would be so young that I don't know. I didn't want to stop having fun to poo. All right? Like, I didn't want to go.
Ain't nobody got time
for that. At that age, who does? You know?
And I'd hold it, and I'd hold it, and I would just, sometimes it would go away and then come back. But eventually, you got to poo.
Prairie dog.
There was one time, I remember, and friends were around. They were in the pool. And I was like, oh, man.
Everybody,
this is something.
There's
happening.
A baby Ruth over here. Watch
out!
I got
a Was it like a
it
public
was close
pool?
Close to that situation.
Oh,
so I got out of the pool in time, and I ran around the side of the house where no one was looking. And this is, you know, residential neighborhood. You know, like I don't know what I said to like get out of the situation and run away, but I ran around the corner inside of the house where nobody was at.
You pop a squat in the bushes
and. Just, I did kind of this really small, you know those like rabbit turds, the little rabbit turds?
Yes.
You remember those? You
got like the little pellets?
I pooped out one single rabbit turd.
Actually, that's how I see you pooping all the time.
As I held out the bottom of my shorts, like I pooped it through the bottom of my shorts. Like I didn't even have time to really...
Like it went through the netting?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
God.
It went past the netting.
It just rolled right out.
Just rolled out. Got right back in the pool.
Yep.
With
all your open...
Oh, you're good, man. Yeah. One little rabbit turd.
One little rabbit turd.
With all your open-mouthed friends around you.
Coming out of the water, just spinning your turd.
Oh, my God, bro.
You never done anything like that?
No, I've never shit.
I've never had rabbit turds.
No,
oh, I used to get them as a kid all the time. Must have been my diet.
I did it in a lake once.
You just shat in a lake?
I've shit in a lake as well.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
How does that feel? Is
it's
that weird?
Instant, it's instant, like, you're clean.
It's pretty gratifying.
it's like a water birth out of your
butthole. But doesn't it like, swim all around you a little bit?
No,
like,
it just sinks to the bottom.
If you drink Budweiser all day,
well,
maybe,
yeah, my shits aren't logs like yours. What if you get a floater, though, and now it's just, like...
That's what's scary, because you don't know what's going to happen when you drop it. You're not sure what's going to happen.
You know what was funny is...
The current takes it away.
Is when I had done it, I was in Boy Scout camp, and then the whole rest of the week that I was there, I was terrified to go on that area because I was gonna like be near where I fucking took a shit.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in with your shitting in a lake stories,
please do,
or rabbit shit stories, you can do that at
3, 2, 1. 3-3-2-0-1-8-6.
That's 3-2-1-3-3-2-0-1-8-6 or Skype us over at Oh No Radio Show. All one word. Yep, so in the meantime, you guys want to do some clips?
Okay.
Yeah. Clips. Oh, shit, fucking Ramones are still
wrong music
cue. Hey.
You should do a segment called Crips, where we talk about the Bloods and the Crips.
I'm into that.
They tried to recruit me once.
But you should just change the title to Crips.
And the Latin song. Kings. I hung out with the Mexicans. They were
MS-13.
Yo, man, you want to talk to the tall guy? All right, Clips. Let's do it. Clips. Clips.
Crips.
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby.
So I gotta hand it to Mexico.
Yeehaw.
Mexico really fucking hit one out of the park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not after Mexico really gets my funny bone to chuckling. Yeah, usually,
funny people.
Mexican comedy is usually kind of shitty, but this has this has a lot of interest in me here, or for me, because it's an ad for the upcoming USA versus Mexico soccer game. You know, big national game, right? This is what a TV station did to promote the game.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you.
It's already, like, pretty cocky.
Our country is in serious trouble. We don't have victories anymore. The American dream is dead.
Is dead.
I'm Winter Trump.
Oh,
what you guys
and people are going to fucking vote for this guy as president. He's already showing his ass and embarrassing us to other countries.
Mexico is already making fun of him. Well, and it's obviously because he's like against illegal immigrants and against,
well, yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But God damn it, that guy, man. He's already fucking this place up, dude.
I don't know. It tickled
he
me.
He is just a giant fucking American pinata, man. He's a fucking idiot.
Everybody says they're going to leave America when whatever dude fucking wins the president. If Trump. If he fucking wins.
It's a fucking joke.
I'm going to Canada. Fuck right.
At that point, America is a reality TV show. Like, there is no fucking barrier between that and real life.
I boycott the Trump.
Did I not put that one on the playlist?
Yeah,
it was a weird one to
find.
It was a weird one to find. Like I had, it wasn't on like your traditional YouTube, so it might not have been on YouTube at the time. But if you guys want to watch that, it's the title that I have for it here is USA versus Mexico TV. Azteca ad. So just look for that. I'm sure it's probably up there now. Fucking make. Yeah, you can do some work, listeners.
Yeah, come on. We can't do everything for you.
Figure it out.
Oh, I meant to play this one at the beginning of the show, like to intro the show, but I forgot.
Vagina word. Snitchy or snooky or cookie or something. The JJ. Vagina. Boobs, ass. Vagina. Your vagina was very nice. Vagina. I don't think any man's going to say, I don't like the vagina. 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 Of course you're going to say, I like the vagina. Any man's going to say, I like the vagina when asked. Vagina. She took her pants off in front of him. You see the little... vagina right in front of you. Men appreciate some men appreciate the sight of a vagina.
Sound even. Clip galore.
The sight of a vagina is nice.
I got to agree with her.
The sight of a vagina is nice.
Vagina,
right.
Vagina. God. Great cut there.
This next one is I don't know if it's real or not, but part of me wants to just believe that it's real because there's something so gratifying about this clip. You've probably seen it. How to dispose drugs like a thug. So it's at a police stop, you know. There's supposed to be police footage as if it's from the dash cam of the police officer. And, you know, he's obviously got a car pulled over. He's outside the car. He's talking to the guy, you know, basically through the window. He says... see if we can get the audio. He's asking, do you have any illegal contraband in the vehicle? He's like, nothing like that, officer. Sit tight. I'm going to have a dog inspect the outside of your vehicle.
What? Hell no, you're not.
Well, he's perfectly within his rights to do that as a cop. They, you know, they can do that. So the cop's walking back to his car. More and more, I'm beginning to believe this is fake.
It's like Reno 911, right?
A little bit. But the most awesome part is going to come up here. Something's happening. You see some motion sort of in the back of this van through the window. And then two helium balloons pop out of the window with what, you know, somebody has then put, you know, the arrow stash, you know.
Yeah,
like
totally tied to them.
Tied to the helium balloons. So that the helium balloons.
Oh, this guy.
Just blow nicely away.
That requires this song.
Shoot that shit.
Then the cop tries to shoot him out of the fucking sky.
That video
don't believe
fantastic.
That. I don't know,
dude. That kind of...
No,
you know
way
what?
The cop would shoot
it's
at
it. It's outrageous.
I don't think the cop would shoot at it either. You know, you think he would?
No.
I'll be honest
way.
With you, man. Some shit's so crazy. But again, if he detected point, that was fucking just... evidence, how else is he going to get it down?
This is true.
Yeah, but is it that serious to be fucking shooting off rounds?
I mean,
fucking...
with it being two balloons, that
hopefully
couldn't have been
shot
that
one
much
motherfucking
weed.
Shot. I didn't think he emptied his gun out into the air.
No, it looked like he shot multiple shots.
No fucking way.
Well, then that's a stupid ass cop wasting lots of ammunition.
Look at it. Watch.
It's a pretty great video.
It is awesome.
Pop.
At least two shots.
Yeah, I think it was two shots.
Christ, guy. The fucking balloon.
So, guys, next time you're riding dirty and you're really, really worried about it, just make sure to have like a bundle of helium balloons in your car.
Pretty genius.
And just tie them up already. Have them tied up before you even leave the drug dealer's place, man.
Actually, that's brilliant. And then, at night, it would work perfectly. He goes back to the car. Never fucking know. Ever.
You just got like a kilo tied to like seven helium balloons in your trunk. And he all pulls you over. Yeah. You just pop the trunk and they just float off.
Someone's going to find an awesome surprise in a tree somewhere.
This next one's a real treat, guys. This is, we often like to take a look at, let's just call them dumb, ignorant rednecks from time to time. See what they're doing. See what their part of the world's like.
Yeah.
From time to
always
time.
Always interesting.
The title of this clip is Woman Solves an Arson Case on Live TV. So the beginning of this is pretty typical.
News this morning out of Trumbull County.
It's a fire that started in a garage and spread.
Arson fire happens, obviously. Go to the reporter.
First News reporter Derek Lewis was on the scene in Leavittsburg shortly after that fire broke out, right around 4 o'clock this morning. He joins us now live with the latest details. Derek?
Yeah, good morning, Dan and Amy. I am in Leavittsburg, and I'm just going to step out of the way now so you can take a look at the scene, what is happening right here behind me.
It's nothing much interesting here. It's obviously working. There's some houses, you know, on fire. Somebody started a fire. Now we meet one of the on-the-scene, of course, eyewitnesses. And she's going to give her take on exactly what happened. I'll fast forward to that part for you.
Out of their home. Now, one person who owns this garage here that is on fire is Heather Tenney. Heather, tell me, you woke up around 3:45 and you saw this. What happened?
I woke up to beating on the doors. My neighbors, I opened up the door. My neighbors were like, get out, you know? So when I opened up the door, I seen just blazing from the garage. And I woke him up, my husband. And we got out.
Which, that guy, that
he's
dude,
the arson. Yeah,
fucking Joe Dirt over there.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Gotta keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it.
Oh, my God.
I was tending to my botany project.
Lit some firecrackers by accident.
Because fireworks are awesome.
As fast as we could. I had him move the vehicles out of the way, and I had him go back in the house to get our two dogs that we had in there.
When you got outside and you saw what was happening, you saw what was going on, what were your thoughts?
Oh, my gosh. It could never, you know, I didn't ever think it was going to happen to us.
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do.
Let me admit guilt.
She knows.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
That dude in the back, Joe Dirt's looking sketchy. He hasn't given any emotion. He's
I've
just
seen
looking.
This, so I know the outcome, and it's hilarious.
I don't know.
Because of my cousin.
And wait, wait, what?
Say
let's
again.
Rewind. Let's say that again. Hang on. Let's rewind that.
Just, in an
just,
instant
just
replay.
Just a tick.
What's going to happen to us?
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin. And I don't want to mention no names.
Your cousin.
My cousin.
Yes.
And you say you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband. It's a long story. Just make it short.
Yes.
Yeah. He already put him in a hospital once last month.
Damn.
And he figured he's going to do something else to get back.
So that scrawny motherfucker right there, her husband, it's in the background. Yeah. Beat the shit out of the other guy? Is that what I'm hearing? Like,
I hope so.
She was saying that he put him in the hospital, and then the guy that set the fire.
Sounds like I thought it said the guy that set the fire put
the
husband. You think it was that way around?
Yeah, that guy.
But
Joe
she says,
Dirt ain't,
like,
ain't
either
nobody.
Joe Dirt was fighting a child and beat him up, or that person was a regular size.
But that's
person.
Not even
scrappy, man. I don't know.
And $20, he's got a blade. You know,
he's got stabby eyes. He's got very stabby.
He's got some weird shiv.
Yeah, but if you hear what she says,
story. Just make it short. Yeah, he already put him in a hospital once last month. And he figured he's going to do something else to get back.
Who knew she was
so
such
he's getting
a prize.
Back at him? So obviously, right. Dude had to, you know.
Who knew she was such a prize
right
to fight
now,
for, huh?
All right, the fire has been put out.
This guy just know how.
He doesn't even know how to wrap it up.
All the neighbors here were able to make it out of their houses safely.
He's so shook up.
There were two garages here that were damaged and houses.
Garages. Well, now, what are they ever going to do?
That's the latest here.
Where are they going to build his mud bogging truck?
WKBN 27 First News.
There you go. So that happened.
Late breaking.
That happened in the world of
too bad they weren't in the garage. Darwinism.
That would have been perfect, really.
Do you want to go with my new favorite rapper or my old favorite rapper?
I don't know. I feel like you should do.
Do you
want to
go guilty? Do you want to go guilty pleasure from my youth, or sure. Do you want to go new guilty pleasure from yesterday?
Let's go from the youth. New.
Going
you
from the
really
youth.
Really get to know Owen right now.
Hit me with the youth.
All right, this definitely falls into clips, but it's. I used to love this song. I don't know why I used to love this song, but I did.
Oh, God.
About to get it right now.
Oh, boy.
This when you were hanging out in golf courses smoking?
I don't know. Probably.
Is that Polk County right here?
This is the Polk County.
I think
County
it's before. I think it's a little before that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You better count your money, boy.
Oh.
Remember this song? Ghetto Cowboy? You don't remember this song?
Yeah.
What's that?
Gold
for all the gold that I stole. I loaded some cash. She put some man's daughter. She was with it, so I brought her. Got myself into a whole heap of trouble, double crossed by the law. There was nobody to run to. Yeah, it's just me and my sawed off shotgun. Outlaw, all them little things. I'm headed for the west. They got a couple banks in town that ain't been held up yet. But I ought to make it by sundown. I figure that's enough time for me to get the whole rundown. So I continue my mission. It's getting dark, so now I'm watching for those damn inches. I think Owen
just wanted to finally rap on the show.
Dude, are you kidding me? This song is amazing.
It's probably, sorry, man. Hip Hop Cowboy has just never did it for me.
I don't know why, but
whoever
thought this was a good idea, like on a markability thing, like, oh yeah.
Before Quentin Tarantino tried it,
no one
thought it would work.
Ghetto Cowboy. I mean, you haven't even got to the chorus, which just really, you know, obviously sends it home.
All of a sudden, I heard somebody rumble in the bushes. Stop my horse, whoa, Nelly. Who in the bushes? You better speak up. I'm gonna let my shotgun song sing out.
Come on out.
Here's a good one. This is, I mean, I like Bone Thugs, but this is like weak rhyming. He's like, come on out. Right now I'm getting
so
angry.
Slow,
took
man.
A step back.
This must have been their latter career.
Yeah,
this
Bone
is
Thugs
awful.
Was all about like harmonizing.
Listen to me, listen to me. He rhymes angry with dangerous.
Dude, he's
yeah, that works, man.
They're around a motherfucking campfire with Cowboy.
Have you heard
outside.
Any rap song today, dude? They rhyme
the element
worse.
Of being hard went out the fucking window the minute they wanted to do this.
Then why the hell is you hiding there, Bush?
I want it in four counties for armed robbery. Killed two sheriffs, six of his best man. With my head stuck to the bus.
The fact that you know the lyrics are even more
every word. Every
know.
Word, good, this guy. She
was
hotter than
the barrel. Was this your and Teresa's dance at your wedding?
That's pre-Teresa.
May I ask you what you're heading to the West for?
Sure, she's happy about that. And if you're down, you can pick up yourself a pretty penny.
I'm surprised you guys
sounds
aren't
like
jamming
Yolandi.
Like I am.
Yolandi. But
I do want to know, like, when did this concept come about?
There wasn't fucking lip gloss in the Wild West, bitch.
I can't see fucking Bone Thugs being like, yeah, let's do a Wild Wild West song.
Right, here's the chorus.
Right,
dude, this
let,
is
it,
awful,
let it one have it.
I'm going to put the new rappers better than this.
Now I don't wanna get late.
You know we ain't.
Move out. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Move out. There you go, guys.
You ruined the Wild West.
That's a little. That's a little.
That's just the Kid Rock in you that loves that. Man.
Little peek.
I'd take
my
a Kid Rock music video over that shit.
That shit is real. That shit is real.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The next one, I'm. Tom, I usually don't ever thank you for much, but
yeah, you really don't actually.
This one, I gotta tell you, fucking.
What do we got?
You've introduced me to the latest
trash
hip hop sensation that's gonna be sweeping the nation.
He
soon
thinks
enough.
He's gonna be a hip hop sensation.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you guys, my listeners, to Slim Jesus.
Oh God.
With savages, you a fuck boy, you can't hang.
Oh.
You can find me posted up on Frank Block with my fucking gang.
What?
You ain't really bout shit, Steve.
I love this too. They have a disclaimer before it like really gets into the music video here that says, warning, any props used in this video that show resemblance to any illegal materials are merely props and should not be taken
They're
seriously.
Just props.
Don't try this at home.
Is this because he's probably underage? And
this
he
is
needs
what
some,
I'm
like,
thinking.
Serious disclaimers, yeah. Disclaimers
Slim,
out there.
Okay, so Slim Jesus looks like he's about, what, 17?
Yeah,
Slim Jesus looks like he just got some hair on his
Slim
ball
Jesus.
Sack.
Maybe.
Slim Jesus, that fine.
Slim Jesus is mad because his mom won't let him take the car out. And so he made this rap video.
Right?
Look at him. He's fucking
he's
a 14-year-old white kid.
Oh he looks like...
He's hanging out with guns and
a
money.
Down syndrome, skinnier Eminem. He's got a really big gold
sight.
Chain on him.
He's got that laser sight gat.
He's got his head all shaved. He's rolling with some hardcore guys.
They're
back
dropping
there.
Some money. He's got a watch on.
He's
being very unsafe with his gun handling technique.
Yeah, I don't appreciate his gun handling technique at all. He's
just loosely carrying it like a gangster, kind of cocking it to the side.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck.
He don't
man.
Give a fuck.
That's all in his attitude.
That's Slim Jesus' thing, man.
He don't roll any other way.
Slim Jesus in a cut.
Oof. In the cut.
I'm a little intimidated by this guy. I'm not going to lie.
You could blow on him and he'd fall over in the public.
Yeah. There's not many people in the world that I feel like I can beat up.
Oh, and you
Slim
would rock
Jesus,
this guy.
Slim Jesus is one I think I could actually take.
Yeah, you could. That's the fight of the century.
Slim Jesus violently beats Owen.
You can find me posted up on Frank Block with my fucking gang. You ain't really bout shit.
Look at that,
stay on my spot.
Like I said,
don't
somebody needed to
I
hug him as a child.
Black
holy
and
fuck.
Wearing all black and let that 40 bang. I fucked your girl and I ain't even try you. That little hoe, she a fucking thot. Got her off the molly, now she roll in. All she good for is giving top. I got loud
giving
pack, top. I got school buses. Hurry up, fam, come and shop. I got a big 40 with a 30 clip and I call that bitch my fucking mop. I paid $350 for a Fendi belt and that double F, hold up my strap. A lot of y'all just Twitter flex, but this shit ain't just a fucking rap. I hear hear one diss and I'm running up in your fucking trap. You thought shit was sweet till I ran up with no fucking mask.
Oh, my question is, all the guys that he's got like in his music
are
video,
black dudes.
They think this shit's cool. Like, are they on
dude,
his
they
team,
got $50
really?
In a pizza. They showed
yeah.
up.
Yeah, no, you said it. Like, do they think this guy's yeah, cool? Like, are they like with him? Like,
but they're all like his high school friends.
Well, I get it, but like, it's if I was doing, if I was in high school and I was like, looked like this kid, I rhymed like this
you
kid, I was
look
doing
like
this
kid.
I was actually like probably more nerdy than this kid, but.
He's hard nerdy though.
Yeah, but now see, I was soft nerdy. I was stoner nerdy, and
yeah,
more,
you were listening to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I was wearing thrift store gear.
This person said this about I did post this on the thread. This guy Lester Banks on Facebook said about this guy: if Gollum, Eminem, and a soft serve vanilla ice cream cone in a cup had a kid, it would be Slim Jesus.
That's it.
Perfect.
When you're right,
you're on point there, Lester
you're
Banks.
Right. But I don't know. If I was doing this in high school, my friends would not be like in my video backing me up. They'd be like, dude, that's gay.
Your boys wouldn't be all weird with you? I mean, if you think about it, it's like in it all together. I mean, when you're a kid, what else are them kids doing besides playing basketball and banging chicks?
I just want to walk up in that set and just fucking grab them by the neck. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
You're just fucking stupid.
You're absolutely right.
Then they'd pull out their real guns.
What are you talking about, Zach? You were doing this shit like 2 years ago. Like, you'd have all your buddies around and you'd rap and you'd make beats.
Yeah,
you'd make beats and they'd rap.
Yeah,
and
well, this actually is me, if you didn't know. I was Slim Jesus back in the day.
Oh, I see the
resemblance.
Slim
Jesus.
Yeah, man.
We had really good fucking video for our time.
He really stretched it there with his name as well. He just like was like, yeah, I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna go
Slim.
With Slim Shady. But I'm gonna throw Jesus in the mix.
Jesus, that's it.
Because what's better than Jesus? Nobody.
What's better than Jesus? Can't be better than Jesus. Fucking
nigga walked on water. Come on.
Thank you for that. Last clip of the week, and we're over shitty music for the evening, so you guys can chill out there.
No Pizza Party USA tonight.
I'm saving that, man. That's coming on another week. Right, I'm gonna make that.
That's
happen.
Hot fire right
I'm,
there.
I'm gonna get those. I'm gonna good. Get an interview with those guys.
I've been trying to find them. They're incredibly anonymous.
I'm gonna find them.
Please do.
I'm gonna find them.
You need to.
I'm saying this right now.
Good.
If you have not checked out Pizza Party USA on YouTube,
search
for that. Pizza Party USA.
All one word, though, because if you just write Pizza Party USA, it's about 5,000 fucking like charity
it's
Pizza
It's a channel,
Party
right? It's their channel.
It's their channel.
Called that.
It's like a sketch comedy channel. It's fucking
yep.
brilliant.
Probably the funniest shit I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Either way, moving on. The last clip of the week, we've got this one's called College Student Making Entire City Search for Her Missing Blankie.
University student is begging for your help tonight. This is a story that just grabbed my heart. She needs help finding something.
Did it, newswoman? Did it grab your heart?
Yeah, whatever.
Tell
bitch.
Very close since the day she was born. She accidentally left it on a SEPTA train last week. She panicked when she found out it was gone. And now she's hoping someone may know where it is. Our Seanette Wilson is at SEPTA headquarters tonight. Seanette, that Temple student has turned to social media now.
This is news.
Now to Fox 29
it
for
is.
Help.
Breaking news.
Yeah, Lucy, let me first start by saying that as of tonight, it has not been turned into SEPTA's lost and found. But, you know, this is something that probably all of us can relate to, losing something that is dear to your heart. Well, tonight, this team
Unreal.
Hopes you can help her find what
it's
she lost.
It's like a top story.
Every night. Yeah, I sleep with it every night. Yeah, so it's been a rough couple of nights without it.
18-year-old Brooke
Lewis
can't keep her mind off of something very dear to her heart that she lost last Thursday. She says she left it on a SEPTA train when she left her door.
Well, it wasn't that goddamn near dear to her heart, was it? She left it on a fucking train.
Right.
And what 18-year-old girl has a fucking blankie?
Get
at Temple to go home to Brookhaven for the weekend.
Temple. I was shocked. At first, I immediately started crying in the car to my sister. Then I called my mom right away and told her, and she was kind of like, well, which bag was it? Like, was it my expensive laptop? And I was like, no, it's worse. It's my poo blanket.
You heard her right. Brooke lost her Winnie the Pooh blanket. But it's not just any
Fuck
old
Winnie
blanket.
The Pooh.
That's her
the blanket
so
was actually
that's her
my
poo blanket.
We are ignorant.
I was in
the poo
that's what I slept with when I came in from the hospital, and I've been obsessed with it. It has been by my side all the years since. So it's very close to me.
Well, it's a good thing you're unfuckable. So, you know, it's just unfuckable.
Meanwhile,
bitch.
In other countries where people are fucking dying for just existing there. This bitch gets a local news story about her fucking blankie being missing. This is Seriously. All that is wrong with the fucking America, yeah. dude.
Then 99% of the people that are watching this story have no idea what's going on with Syria right now and how there's like exactly. people dying and yeah. refugees that are just like trying to get anywhere for a better life.
And if they had a blankie, how happy they would be.
No kidding.
Give those motherfuckers blankies.
Sorry, that's I had to get it out.
End in frustration.
That was clips.
Bro, serious straight, man. Germany's taking them all. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
You know we got them, baby. Clips. Clips. I'm all mad now.
Oh,
anger. I'm all angry and shit.
Anger.
It's probably time for a break anyway. Maybe I'll cool down if I...
Have a little smoke-a-rilla.
Cigarette and chill out for a minute. We do want to say thank you to everybody that's sticking around in the chat room. I see Tom Solo, who was he's been popping in and out of the chat.
Tom,
so that's cool.
Tom's a great dude.
Yep. That's the better looking Mark Maron that was here last week.
Yeah, very talented artist as well.
Tom, very talented artist. I actually checked out some of his stuff. It's really, really fucking cool. It's like he's doing some really neat stuff with just like digital art.
Oh, he's great.
Which it's hard to make digital art look original at this point in a weird way, yeah. you know?
Like, put your own spin on it.
Because so many people do it, and he's doing that very, very well. So kudos to him, and thanks to him for listening. Guys, I think you want to do a break? I think it's break time.
Break it off.
Let's break it off.
I got my Bone Thugs album. We're going to go listen.
All right, that's cool. This is off the new Fiddler right album. It's probably the weirdest track on the album. But enjoy. We'll play some of that on break, and we'll be back in about 15 to 20 minutes. We love you, and we'll see you soon. So treat me like one, and don't tell me.
Making this whole situation awkward. I'm just asking you how you are, and you say, oh, I can't be bothered. What is this? High school? You say that I'm immature and suck at my life. Exactly. It's my life. And you know what? Don't tell me what to do!
You wanted the best! Well, they didn't fucking make it! So here's what you get from Hollywood! Guns and Roses!
That's how we come back.
With Axl?
With little Axl. That'll wake your ass up.
With the remnants of the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, man.
God. They are nothing what they used to be.
Guns N' Roses,
because they literally are nothing what they used to be.
I did hear there's a little bit of rumor that Slash and Axl now, they're
Oh, great. So two more old men are going to go on tour together?
There's no way.
I'd watch it. I would totally go and see if it's Axl and fucking... Slash and Duff and
yeah, you're
Izzy.
Gonna have to pay like you know $250
for GA on that show,
and then you're not even sure if he's gonna fucking make it on stage because he's a dick sometimes. And
he does have
a legendary asshole, yeah. Axel.
I'm not gonna sing to that, bro.
After he got his like new face and shit,
and his fucking cornrows that he's got going on. He looks a little like he's ginger like you. He's got the same sort of coloring, Axel. Yeah. He's got the same sort of coloring as Zach.
Yeah?
Axl Rose Zach? Zaxl Rose?
Zaxl Rose. We got a call, by the way. Hey, it's been a while, buddy, so just hang on 1 second. I think I've got a treat for everyone. Hang on here. We're doing it. It's been a while. It's coming. It's coming. Trust me.
We got a thing. Oh. Hey, look at that.
I could go the rest of my life not listening to that fucking theme song.
Duncan is calling. Duncan is calling.
Duncan is calling. He's probably high.
Probably. You need to take that out of the song.
How you doing,
probably,
bud?
Probably doesn't
definitely
do it.
I'm doing
yeah,
great.
I know.
The chat room has cleared now. The
yeah,
song
now that
has
Duncan's
played.
On.
Oh, shit. There's another incoming call at the same time.
Ooh, competing calls. Going? Let's get that three-way.
How many calls
merge
can we
incoming
do?
Call with ooh. Ongoing call?
Here it comes.
Caller, this is the Ono Radio Show. Who's this?
Hi, yeah. It's Michael Donald. Do me a favor, please leave your name, number, and brief message. I'll get to you as soon as possible.
Oh, God, I know exactly. No, you know what it is. Hang on. I hang up on that.
Mike McDonald.
That's Big Mike. He's probably been trying to call. Are you trying to call again?
We should have left him a message live on the air.
Skype.
Skype is having a seizure right now.
All
right. I'm also having a seizure.
Wow.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
I feel like I'm playing a fucking
iPhone
game. Is
Duncan even there?
Game.
Duncan.
No, I lost Duncan. Call back, Duncan.
Duncan's
I fucked it up.
Getting hung
I
up on.
Duncan's
by
getting
accident.
Hung up on.
Yeah, I'd fuck that one up. My
nice.
Bad.
Who's high now, motherfucker?
God damn it.
Whatever. I already listened to Something Dreadful. I know what y'all talked about.
Let me try him. I'll call him. I'll see if
we don't call
it.
People on the show. They call us.
Is that
us.
What the numbers?
God.
I'm trying to Skype him. He probably doesn't have his Skype open, though, because he always calls from this fucking phone, and it sounds so much better with Skype. You people need to stop calling.
The Skype is right.
The Skype. All right. There
it is.
There's the sound we love.
I'm sorry, Duncan. I fucked everything up.
Wow. No, it's okay. It's okay. I was like, how do I get a busy signal on Skype? What is happening?
Yeah, I fucked it all up. It was my fault.
We're popular.
I tried to put another guy's thing in with you,
and
but then
his fucking voicemail.
Well, then it went to his voicemail. It was all sorts of jacked. So, yeah. Shit. Anyway, buddy, what can we do you for? Do you like our little Guns N' Roses tribute there?
I did, and I just wanted to say, look, I don't care what anybody says. I will pay money to
of course
see
you will.
Thank you,
fucking Slash on stage again.
Thank you very much. That's I mean, cool. As far as washed up people go, that's one of the only ones rock
what?
Stars. That's one of the only ones that I'm dead set that yeah, if they get back together, that's
GNR.
GNR. That's
well,
it's,
apparently
but they did
the,
get
like,
back
look,
together.
They have
rumor
in some
on
facility.
All the metal boards is that they is the Axl and Slash within the last couple of weeks
made
have kind
peace.
Of like they've broken the water as
bread.
It were. They've broken the tension and they've kind of buried the hatchet a little bit. So they haven't announced any tours or anything of any kind yet. But that's more than that has happened in 20 years.
Slash finally agreed. To let Axel put his hair in cornrows, put his big fucking Jew mop into cornrows. And now,
right.
And now they're good to go.
Axel Rosenstein, what the fuck is he Jew? How do you get Jewish out of that?
A Slash. Slash
oh,
is a
Slash.
Jew.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you seen his hair? I mean
I've seen them curls. Come on now. A big ass.
Actually,
hat.
Slash isn't he he's half he's like
interracial, Samoan
or
something,
or
right?
Samoan.
No, he's like half black, half white. I think.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They call
Slash.
That mulatto.
Are you
Barbara
going mulatto
Red
on Slash? Is Slash a mulatto? Google.
I think I read his autobiography. He was also
what was it, 10 pages long?
He's also not American. Do you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
He was born in the UK. Yeah. Slash.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yep. All these things you learn, and he was an excellent BMX race, racer. He was big into BMX when he was young, before he got into guitar and drugs, and
which was the bulk of his career,
which is the bulk of his life at this point.
Yeah, Christ.
But he also
guitar, drugs, women.
But he also used to do heroin with Sylvester Stallone.
I couldn't think of anybody
that's
better
in his
than
book.
Where did you? Yeah, where did you hear that?
In his fucking autobiography.
Yeah.
That's
hard
it.
To believe.
Yeah.
Which he
I'll
probably didn't write, but that's cool.
No, it actually says ran. On the front. It says on the front, with help from or something.
Oh yeah, of course.
Meaning some guy stood in a room as he incoherently, drunkenly told him stories.
Exactly.
Yeah, this will be a good chapter, Slash. This is great.
He talks about, it's at one point, he fell through a shower glass door, ran through, a sliding glass door. He was all cut up. He was on heroin. And he was chasing these fucking little,
Sylvester was?
That's
no,
what you do
no,
on
no, Slash.
I want to see Sylvester
but it was around
Stallone
the
do it.
It was around the same time that apparently, like, Sylvester would come down. They lived in the, you know, the Hollywood Hills or whatever.
I bet that dude did some blow.
They used to shoot up, man. Apparently, Ooh. Stallone was like a
chasing the dragon.
Yeah,
I feel like they did a live reenaction of Die Hard, like, you know, scene by scene. Slash is probably I don't know who the villain is.
Alan Rickman?
Yeah, but I know. But who plays Alan Rickman? Slash or...
I don't know, man. I feel like Slash would be a pretty baller. Alan Rickman.
He would.
Get on that, Ty. We're making that.
You just can't remove the top hat.
Another Oh No Media movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, after Duncan's Throw Mama from the Train remake.
We've also been talking about the story of Ty that we're Tom wants to write.
I want to write the Ty story starring Stephen Merchant, who looks creepily, if you can all agree. We all started throwing up GIFs, man. There is one of Stephen Merchant. It is fucking Ty, dude.
Yeah, it is Ty. We need to post that on the
page. He's like
the
British has more of a shit together version of Ty. It's incredible.
He's got fair enough.
Healthier, yeah. Dude, like that one of him smiling is you. It is you.
It's same
so fucking
eyes,
glasses.
Fucking,
look the same.
Oh my god.
Even like personality wise, I feel like you guys are.
But we need
to
write the script and cast ourselves, which would be the hardest part.
Well,
obviously.
I'm pretty sure that everybody, like all of the casting ideas that were thrown up in the thread.
Yeah, let's talk about that
on.
Actually.
About the Oh No Radio Show feature film?
The Oh No Radio Show feature film featuring
Stephen Merchant as Ty Witcher.
Stephen Merchant as Ty Witcher.
Just a boy from Wisconsin with a dream.
I can't remember the guy's name.
You're Affleck with more. Of a butt chin, right?
Yeah, that's Tom.
Well,
Tom.
We share a similar butt chin.
There is a butt chin there.
You're getting it wrong. Tom is played by Ben Affleck, but only as Ben Affleck in the movie Good Will Hunting.
Or Mallrats as Shannon, the douchey
he's
fucking
He's played by the guy that Ben
Affleck. My friends used to call me the guy from Fashionable
You are the guy from Fashionable Male. Motherfucker!
That's amazing.
So, yeah, sure. If Batfleck will play me, that's cool.
And then I'm... Yeah, you're Batman now? Jesus Christ.
You're that one guy that looks creepily like you.
Yeah, but when he posted...
Who is that
When you posted that picture, there was no argument.
There was no doubt.
What is that guy's actual name?
I have to look it
up. He was
up
in
now.
All those movies no one cares about.
He's in Grandma's Boy, right?
Yep, yes. He's in Grandma's Boy. The robot guy. Metal legs. He's the villain. Yes. He's JP.
JP. Yes. Nice, yeah. And he was in maybe another movie at some point.
I'm looking up JP in Grandma's Boy.
I-M-O-N.
I'll get his name.
I have a podcast. Teresa, please make love to me.
Joel David Moore. He's also in Avatar.
He's got to have three fucking names.
Looking for those legitimate credentials.
He's a serial killer.
Yeah, very serial killer.
And then, of course, we figured out Zach to an absolute T as well.
I don't see it all. I don't see it.
I don't know why I thought of that shit. I was just like, yeah, dude, totally. I mean, listen, there ain't no disrespect to that. I mean, come on.
He's got that Britney money, dude. Yeah. He's good.
Zach looks like K-Fed.
He looks like Kevin Federline.
He looks like Kevin
Federline.
What is it about me, like, specifically?
I feel like it's just the beard, the hat thing was working in that picture, and I could see him wearing some bling.
You gain like 15 pounds, man. 15
pounds.
K-Fed.
You got to live off that fucking alimony.
I got that money and just hit the beach. And
dude,
just
I'll send him a flat brim hat from out here.
Yeah, dude.
I would love that. I would love that.
Bro,
dude.
Yeah, we could get K-Fed cheap.
Oh, we could get K-Fed. Yeah,
actually, I feel like if we offer him a hot meal and a shower, he'll show up.
Stephen casting you two guys is the hardest part.
This is the bulk of the money right here.
Because we can get any homeless guy to play Duncan.
That's right. We said any homeless guy with a gross beard, we could pay him off in fucking beer and maybe some food, a McDonald's bag.
In all seriousness,
probably Thunderbird.
I've always said I think Teresa brought this up one time. We brought it up on the show. Teresa thinks that Duncan, what's your name? Which one are you? Looks a little bit like Hugh Laurie. Always had a bit of a Hugh Laurie thing.
If
to
Hugh
him.
Laurie just went south all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's just a metal Hugh Laurie.
Back when Duncan used to shave, he looked like Hugh Laurie.
Like the doctor from the House show?
House. He looks like House.
I got that too for some reason.
Really?
I thought.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen Duncan without the facial hair. I can't really.
Oh, you
judge.
Met him. Yeah, you met him kind of post because he always at that point he probably had the mustache, right?
Yeah, he started to become more of the troll under the bridge.
And now, he's just full on homeless. Like, yeah. Well,
now I'm full on look status. Exactly.
Yeah. No,
come on, dog. We love you. We're just fucking with you.
No, you're full. You're.
I love that beard. Don't you ever change, dog.
Dude, you're full-on hipster. I do. You might as well be in Portland. You're
hey,
in
dude,
Denver.
Listen, you're the guy. You're the guy
I'm in
fucking.
Denver, I don't need
yeah,
to be in
you're
Portland.
The guy not listening to Fish, so that stands out a lot.
I will give him some credit.
You are my man.
Duncan, why don't you tell us that story a little
well,
bit? What's going on in your group?
Let's just talk about Duncan's friends that are going to be listening to this tomorrow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Duncan's friends.
Can we address them? Can
Listen,
we address them?
Duncan yeah, so, hey, is a metalhead, and DMB and Fish, this is just not really his thing. Let him play a little speed metal, man. Give
because
him a little
it time.
Listen, just give this guy in one fairness. Or two Pantera tracks, and he'll be a happy yeah. motherfucker, all right?
Can That's you just interchange
need,
it? Give it
Pantera
like 3-1.
He needs some dime bag to get through the fucking
That's
day
right.
all right
little Pantera
usually I start my day off with metal on the drive to work
yeah
so
you gotta
I,
get
like,
fucking angry going into
up.
That shit
yeah he's gotta get enough in his system to make it last through at least lunch
enough
and then
screams
he can,
and hatred
right.
yeah
no totally I get it Duncan I could not work in an environment I could not concentrate yeah. the fucking Fish
before you
I'm
have
sorry.
To hear fucking made up rhymey words that Fish makes in every one of their songs
like never-ending bass solos.
Hey, dog. I want to say in the room, I'm probably the most experienced.
Fish sounds like if like you took like
if Dr. Seuss did acid, that's a Fish song.
Okay, that's pretty. Yeah, that's pretty close. I was gonna
fun.
Say
that's
is
Gobbledygoo did the dibbity-doo. That's
of,
a Fish lyric, probably.
If you took sort of talented artists. With all different backgrounds and interests in the way they play music.
Right.
And you threw them in a room and said, play a fucking song. That's what Fish sounds
That's
like.
That's what it's the Ono Radio show is,
yeah.
right?
And yeah. if that group of guys just so happened to inherit...
We are Fish.
Yeah, and if those guys just so happened to inherit the fucking Grateful Dead audience and become
right.
multimillionaires right. and famous, yeah,
they
that's
were
Fish.
Right place, right time.
They
wait,
were
wait, wait.
So
Ty,
in the right place.
Ty, did you just compare us to... Are we the fish?
We might be the fish of the podcast world.
No.
Owen made it vibrantly clear.
Owen's denying
that.
That will never happen. That is never going on my business card, sir.
We are. Quote unquote, the fish of the podcast world.
I don't want to be that guy. Nope.
Please don't be that guy or those guys.
Please don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Oh, God.
Don't wear the shirt of the band you're going to see to the show. Don't be that guy.
But you can at least, when it gets really terrible, you can at least throw in your earbuds, I would imagine, and drown it out.
Oh,
with...
yeah.
Okay, that's
I
good.
I podcast it up. That's what I do.
Listen to one of our horrible episodes. Yeah.
Well, buddy, do you got anything more before I let you go, or you got anything you really want to spout off to the world this week?
Nope, nothing I need to spout
no.
off. I'm cool
no,
this week.
No
nothing
spouting.
Nothing pissed me off.
Well, we should have promoted our show, goddammit.
I listened to a whole episode,
Duncan. Well,
you know
what? It's so hard to promote that beautiful image that Tom made for us to promote our show.
Right. So we'll just repost like, that and everything will be good.
I posted it today. I feel the world needs to know of our sister show.
There is a sister show. It has been
maybe
going...
it's more of the younger brother with a mental disability show.
Uh-huh,
but
it's
I listened to the whole fucking episode, dog. I'm going to be honest with you.
Hey, guys, if you haven't ever heard what me and Duncan's little side project is, it's a little thing we do called Let's Do It, Duncan.
Something
dreadful.
What?
Yes.
I will shit all over that.
I hope the podcast is
What's
as
it
good
called?
As that intro.
Secret feelings, you mean?
That's
what?
The code word
it's,
here.
No,
at Ono Radio
yeah,
show.
It's code word secret feelings.
Uh-huh. That start.
Can you guys put that in like parentheses or something after your title just to make it official?
Basically, it's just straight talk for an hour with me and Duncan and some of the things that
I was raw, stripped down. It was just it was good. You know, I got to be honest with you. And the guy I was working with, he was even listening to it too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that's something that you guys can look forward to in the future of Ono Media is
the
having
Empire.
New shows like that. So. You know, we've been doing that off and on for what a good year or so.
What, calling each other drunk?
No, not only calling, we did that for way longer. We decided to hit record one time,
I know,
and that's what changed.
All the
it.
Times you said you were recording it and you weren't.
Yeah.
It's like a whole season.
Oh, if there's anyone that, of any show I've ever lost, I've lost so many Something Dreadfuls over the years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Something Erasable.
Something erasable is but no, you can find that right now. If you do go on to iTunes, you search for Something Dreadful, I think you'll find it. That's probably the easiest way. Or you can just find us on Facebook, and we got links all up there, because I don't want to give you that URL because it's really nasty and fucked up. So just go and find us on Facebook.
But coming soon to our website.
But it will be on the website soon that you can easily access. And that's another great feature of what we're coming up with.
So many feels, so many listens.
Anyway, bud, I guess I'll let you go, all right?
So many secret feelings.
So many secret
So many.
We love you, and take care, all right?
Later, Dunk.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
We do love each other here. That's what's important.
Touching it's all about the love, man.
Touching me.
It's a pretty negative world out there, guys.
It's not.
When
it
do
is.
You work a mind?
You know, we need to bring it all back together. We love this. Other. You know what it's time for? Something we haven't done shit. In a week or so.
Products.
It's everybody's favorite segment. We can't leave them hanging for too long.
Give the people what they want.
Innovation.
Space.
Technology.
Space.
Buzzword.
Future.
Space.
Products.
Space.
Really wanted to highlight the space this week. I don't know why.
So spacey.
There's multiple spaces.
So Kevin Spacey.
I did watch a really good documentary this week that was about the Discovery, the shuttle that was being moved from Kennedy Space Center.
Like, I know somebody that worked on that.
Man, like,
yeah, me too.
I'm not even kidding. That's a product that I'm really.
Y'all just had a moment. Yeah,
I was like, yeah, oh yeah, that guy, that thing. Yeah, that's what freelancers do.
Nah, that's something that we should be kind of like sad about.
Oh yeah, the end of the goddamn space race
program. Like, that
is sad, man.
The shuttles were fucking cool. They were so Florida too. Like, there's something early '80s, like, you know, Florida.
Canaveral is historic as fuck, man.
Can I nerd out on Doctor Who for a second? I know you love some Doctor Who.
I got
space related.
Did you watch the newest? You know, the old Doctor Who. Did you watch that season last year?
Oh, I'm so out of the Who sphere.
Not 100% in its entirety, I have to be honest.
Well, there's a moment in one of them where the moon hatches into awesome space being.
Fuck
I really want something like that.
So
the
whole time it's just been a giant egg?
Yeah.
Like, we're fucked.
And then
happens.
It lays another egg when
it
leaves.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, it's awesome.
Oh, so it leaves another moon?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But at the same time, like, we need something to draw our attention, I feel like.
Back to space.
I agree.
Well, Mars is supposed to be doing that. Like, it's the quest for Mars right now, isn't it?
Well, everything's the International Space Station right now. I mean, that's really the whole thing.
But it is still a race to the farthest reaches of the known universe. Yeah. Like, we're kicking booty right now, man. I mean, the fact that we were all the way out near Pluto,
in the sense that we have to pay the Russians and the Chinese to basically taxi us up to space? To get to the space station.
We don't have
a way currently for the United States to put a man on this in the space station.
Get on it, Uber.
Like, shit's fucked.
I missed the shuttle, man.
And we're relying on, of course, all these independent private companies, which I totally support the idea of privatizing the space race.
Right.
But
we're outsourcing
Elon Musk
space,
is
just
blowing
like
up rockets every other fucking day. And
Elon Musk literally just said he wants to fucking, like, shoot missiles at Mars. So watch the fuck out for that guy.
He's a villain. He's a space villain.
He is, dude. He's Dr. Evil. We don't even know
he
it
might
yet.
He's trying to build a Hyperloop, that thing's gonna get you all killed. Don't Hyperloop.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's got some diabolical.
Anyway,
shit.
I mean, I guess that's sort of
related
to products.
Right. Did you guys see that launch? As long as we're talking about,
the one that exploded.
I saw that.
It didn't explode.
They look cool.
We all.
I've seen a bunch of them,
but there was a malfunction, right? That's what it didn't.
I feel like
they
we
haven't
all thought
they
it was
haven't
a malfunction.
Done it.
It was successful.
That was the first one that was slightly successful.
Well, Richard Branson's flight, there was a terrible malfunction with that.
A couple people died on that shit.
Yeah, like people died, like the operators died. But he's totally separate from Elon Musk, because Elon Musk has what, SpaceX? Is that his
SpaceX
thing?
SpaceX.
Yeah, he's SpaceX.
And then Richard Branson has whatever fucking Virgin or whatever.
Virgin Galactic.
Fucking guy.
And where are they launching out of?
His backyard, probably. Beverly Hills.
Nice.
So to completely change it from being super, you know, hypothetical, awesome, high technology spaceflight into what products tends to be.
Yes.
I'm going to roll in with something that's not necessarily a product yet, but this guy invented something pretty incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the beer launcher.
Yeah.
It's controlled by a phone.
Yes, finally.
And this is a pretty awesome invention. It launches beer. It's from an iPhone type of video, so I apologize for the quality of this. Hang on, let me do that a little different. I gotta open it up in a different program because of the shit quality it is. Every time that you motherfuckers shooting a
Every
vertical,
time.
God damn it,
thing,
people! We need tutorials on this shit.
16.9.
You're ruining
you flip
the show.
That
you're ruining
180, baby.
All right, so here we go. This is the beer launcher.
All right, this is the first full feature test of my beer robot. My old college
beer
mini
robot.
Fridge. Hooked up to an air cannon, and it's all controlled by an IO Bridge 204. You can see the webcam on front, which will post all the beer tosses to...
So we've got like a refrigerator that looks like it's on top of some sort of desk or end table type of thing that obviously has probably some shit inside of it.
Twitter. It's all controlled by my iPhone. So you can get a Bud Light, Bud Light Lime, Bud Select, PBR.
Get that Bud Lime fucking button
on
there.
Come on.
And broadcast the temperature.
All the right there.
This must be at a frat house.
So we can get his temperature, you know, relayed to it, so we can see the temperature of the fridge.
Ginger was part
Ginger.
Of that.
Ginger.
Was she?
Ginger's
She's
ass.
Such a little bitch. Look at you.
All right.
She looked back like, what?
Cat Patrol. Kitty
on
cat.
On all the stickers.
On all
of
them.
The stickers.
Call now and get 20 limited edition beer smelling Ono Radio Show stickers.
I will
fuck
I
a
will,
beer launcher. Launch this.
I will eat you, cat. I will eat you. Your life is not worth my stickers.
I notice how she comes over here and she just kind of roughs up the studio, man. Did you fuck with this cat?
sorry, Ty.
Oh man, those are wet as fuck.
God damn.
Luckily,
it
only got out a Tom and Dan sticker. We're good.
Yeah, it's not. Well, it's all
sorry,
over
Tom and
ours
Dan.
As well.
Oh, whatever.
Either way, we'll have to let Ty clean this one up and keep moving.
We'll fill him in. Play
we'll
it.
We'll fill him in. We'll fill him in.
That Bud Light Lime, though.
Yeah,
he better not press that
pretty,
button.
Well, it's a good, you know.
What?
It's good that he has selection of. It's
yeah,
nice
for the
that,
ladies,
you know.
You know
or the or yeah, or the gay guys that are there.
Get
come
Bud
on,
Light.
So much beer. It's intense.
All right, so he goes to the second page.
So what it just did is it almost like a vending machine
loaded
the what I'm gonna just go ahead and say is a catapult.
Dude, how many people are gonna get knocked the fuck out by this device?
All right, so he's loaded it and now he has to hit and now he's got the camera from the machine, so he can it's taking basically from the point of view of the machine.
Yeah.
It's taking that image, sending it out to his phone. He's now watching it on his phone.
Which has the webcam view, and you can actually aim the fridge.
So you can aim it, and he's got left and right arrows. You can aim it right, it turns to the right.
That's pretty cool. It's tech fun, you know? But someone's going to lose a tooth.
So then you can hit, once you aim it, you know, all good.
Now shoot it at your roommate.
You can.
That's about right. See if we can fire this thing. I'm going to have to drop my phone.
You better catch that shit, dog.
Fire, drop the phone.
Whoa.
Boom.
All right. It's not super direct. It still got to his hand, though.
But hey, he caught the beer.
He did.
It's legit.
It's pretty legit. I would like a little more trajectory, but.
So, yeah. Thank you, Ty, for seriously cleaning all that.
Thanks, Ty.
I apologize.
We're going to buy you a beer catapult.
My Hellcat that just.
Hellcat. Goddamn Hellcat.
I'll get the rest of it. Thanks for just sopping it up, though.
Hey, get yourself a little root beer. Changing it up on us.
He got himself a root beer.
Oh,
I know Owen's trying to get rid
sugar,
of those.
The sugar daddy over here.
I got spilled on pretty hard.
Yeah, if you guys like that,
it's just sugar with fucking little bit of booze.
It's not that sugary. I'm telling you, man. I did the research.
Yeah, says the diabetic.
Yeah. I'm on your team.
I had to do the research before drinking.
Diabetics, you need to pee a lot, right?
Sometimes, if you're
terrible.
How often do you pee a day?
I pee a lot.
I have a huge bladder. I'm a tall dude. I mean, you know, I probably pee at least triple what you pee in most sittings. That's what I'll say.
No, I don't agree with that, actually. But yeah. No, I don't. I don't necessarily agree with that. But whatever. That's fine.
I've seen people give me the weird eye in the bathroom all the time because I'm peeing there for, like, you know, like 6 minutes. And they pee. They
six
go,
minutes, Ty. You're peeing for six
dude,
minutes.
Dude, who the fuck?
They
dude,
look
you
at
know,
me weird
dude, who
because
pees for
they
six
have
minutes?
To leave before I'm done peeing.
I can't even,
they
like,
can hear it.
I can't even stand still for 6 minutes. Yeah. Peeing for 6 minutes?
It takes a while. So wow. You got to drain. Drain each
That's
leg
tiring,
out.
Tiring, man.
I know. I'm exhausted shaking. Listening to you talk about it.
Anyway, this is something we probably all need because we all do pee and we have to do it in the night sometimes.
Everybody pee.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Illumi Bowl.
Uh-oh.
All right. It's a motion-activated toilet night light.
Illumi Bowl, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Illumi Bowl.
So, okay.
See? That's the sound. 6 minutes of it.
Are you that fucking retarded that you're pissing all over your fucking bathroom?
I kind of like
Turn
it.
Turn on a fucking light.
I kind of like it. I mean... Yeah.
That's cool, man. You're like half asleep. You don't want to turn on the light.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Will it play with music?
It Does basically it is a whole thing that, it just kind of cycles through a bunch of colors. I got another thing here for
the
Illumi
Bowl. Yeah,
it's like
a party for your piss, man.
It's a party for your piss. it clips onto the side here, as you can see. It shines down into your, your toilets. And it really lights up your world. I think I would enjoy this. I would probably get I'm going to get one.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
You can rig it up to your other lights.
Very simple.
Shout
too.
Them out on the Twitter, see if they.
Works with with 3 AA batteries.
Does it come in a bidet version?
It's got a 5mm LED.
Bluetooth,
clips
baby.
Onto the side of the toilet. I think it's only going for like, it's only like $20. Like, you know what? You know, for $20, I'll hop on some Illumi Bowl. What do you guys think?
No.
Yeah, we need to
$20?
Get one.
I have this great invention down. Called Light Switch that I just turn on and then I can see where I'm peeing.
Oh,
no,
so much more though, man. You got options of colors.
Thank
it's just
you.
A bowl,
dude. At 3 in the fucking morning, I don't want a light show. I just want to empty my bladder and go back to bed.
Yeah, but you don't want to have to then turn on. The,
but
so
how
harsh.
Cool would that be? You
thank
don't
you.
Have to turn on the light and you just see this glowing blue.
All right, cool.
And you just fucking drain it with your piss.
And you know
dude.
What? You motherfuckers are still going to piss all over the place, so fuck that.
Yeah, I probably will. Yeah. I'll probably be. Yeah, I'll still fucking miss the bowl. That's fine, though.
Hey, so imagine if you're puking, though. That's pretty awesome. Ty, dude, that's your fucking market right
Every
there.
Oh,
barfing
dude.
Into colors and shit.
Imagine the pictures that are going to come out with that, too. Like, there's going to be some great-looking Instagrams with Ty puking. It's all aqua blue.
Dude,
like,
look at that crazy rouge and shit.
I got a sweet over-the-shoulder camera rig. I'm going to...
Yeah.
We'll be good.
We'll be good.
The barf cam? We'll
try it out.
The barf cam.
We do need a barf cam. That would be a good idea.
The world needs a barf cam.
All right, so moving on to the absolutely ridiculous. I think
this is Eva.
I think this whole smart movement, everything being smart thing, might be going a little far.
It's dumb.
It's kind of, isn't it though?
I mean,
isn't it just a bit?
It ain't smart.
It's not.
It's fucking dumb.
It's really dumb.
I enjoy manually doing things.
And
I do too.
Stop calling it fucking smart. That's what drives me out of my fucking mind. Stop saying
everything's smart. Yeah.
It's well, you know what it is? It's convenient. It's not smart. Here's why. Is it smart? Because it's on a phone? It's tech. Ooh, it's Bluetooth.
Ooh,
it's smart.
You can access the... It's got an app. Must be smart.
Super
Update
smart.
Your status
smart.
To Facebook. It's smart.
So this is the Eva Drop Smart Shower. Now, showers need to be smart. Just in case you didn't know. You're not...
Everything's smart.
You're not cool.
So it detects when you're
this.
Waffle stomping?
Yeah, well, it'll tell you.
This is Eva. Eva is the first smart shower that saves water. To use Eva, all you do is take a normal shower. You turn on your water, and Eva instantly powers up and begins working. Eva uses its internal heat sensor to track the moment the water hits your desired temperature and cuts the water flow. No more wasted water while you're away from your shower.
How do you jerk off in the shower anymore?
When you're ready to get in, just press the button, and the water flow returns at the perfect temperature. Using a unique sensor system, Eva adjusts the water flow based off of what you are doing and where you are in your shower. Eva is smart. It knows when you need water and when you don't.
It knows when you need water and when you don't.
Is this a GoFundMe or is this a, like an actual fucking product that's...
Go fuck me. Isn't
it's a GoFuckMe.
You are directly underneath the shower head. perhaps rinsing your hair, EVA sets your water flow to 100%, giving you a strong, flowing shower right when you need it. When you step away from the shower to apply soap or shampoo, EVA lowers the flow while still keeping you comfortable and warm. EVA also senses when you are furthest away from your shower, doing things like shaving your legs and reducing the water flow even more.
Oh, I can you pause it?
Hey, EVA, I'm taking a dump. Do you mind just chilling that water supply?
Danya, what are you doing over there with your legs?
Danya?
Are you shaving them?
Danya, are you shaving
your
legs?
You don't need quite the flow of water that...
You don't want
listen, I don't
water.
Need hell from fucking 2001 in my bathroom telling me when I need to fucking take a shower.
Seriously, what is
creepy.
Wrong with just turning on a fucking thing and fucking bathing like a goddamn human being?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, if it ain't smart, no one wants to touch it nowadays. That's how these millennials are, man. It's got to be smart everything. Everything's got to be activated by your phone.
But you don't have a smart shower, bro?
Dog, that shit is insane.
Sing, dog.
I can
insane.
Update my shower pressure on Facebook, man. See, that's it. There's just what the what's the reason
it's
for
ridiculous.
It?
We don't need it. We don't need it.
Did they retail that shit? What's that cost? $300 fucking bucks?
I don't fucking know.
They give you a price? So
they didn't give me no
stupid.
Price on this. Look at these people. They love it.
They're hipsters. They love it.
Oh, look at them. Oh.
So that you can compare with others.
Oh, yeah, I got graphs about my shower on my phone.
Why would
my shower
you sit there?
Productivity
my
is
water intake is 20% down.
Sons of bitches.
Are we going to hang out and compare shower stats?
You can't shower as hard as I do.
Look at that shit. Look at that water pressure, dog. I was down today.
EVA. Man, cost me 10 way to shower. Cents to shower.
My shit's up 2 degrees Fahrenheit, son.
Thanks for checking out the EVA Smart Shower. We have been working around the clock to make this vision into a reality.
I hate all these people.
Because we know just how much of an impact this can have on the world.
What?
Now more than ever, we need to be conserving our resources and reducing our waste.
Yeah, and that's going to help.
EVA makes that easy and helps us stop all that senseless water wasting in our showers. God.
But let's kill everybody with the Wi-Fi cancer we're sending everywhere.
You know what? I've never felt like I was wasting water when I was in the shower.
No.
Like,
no.
I felt like I was wasting water when I've, like, turned the shower on and taken a dump and then, like, then got in the shower.
Shower's
like, I have
flowing.
Done that before.
Yeah, sure. There's lots of devices. Yeah.
Like, that's wasting water, sure. But
or brushing your teeth and peeing at the same time and leaving the
that's
water
that's not wasting
on.
Water. No. Oh, no. But that's not
that's
wasting water.
That's kind of wasting
water. No. I might need that water.
Why? I just turn it on, start brushing, then take a piss. I'm not using that water.
Oh, I guess that's a little different.
I am
wasteful. I do it different. I pee and brush my teeth the shower sometimes.
Oh God!
Simultaneous.
And waffle stuff.
That's smart. That's smart. Not this fucking app for this fucking product.
Fuck a toilet. It's called a shower in the fucking Butler household.
That's right.
God damn! Waffles. You shit in that. You pee in that. You brush your teeth in that.
Fucking moose stomps all day.
I will say, moose stomps. I will say.
It's the Canadian version of waffle stomps.
We go through a shitload of Drano. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God. Dude. Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, that hairball is one
you
I don't want to come across.
Stomp.
Oh, God.
All right. So then there's the other side of showers. Check this. This guy hasn't taken a shower in 12 years.
Whoa.
And he's got a new product
called You Stink Like Shit.
Well, forget the soap, forget the bath gels. One local company says spraying live bacteria on your skin.
Nice.
That's what you need to keep clean.
How many years?
So it's spraying live bacteria on your skin.
Smart.
That's the whole concept.
How many years, you said?
He said it's 12 years. 12 years.
After all, a lot of people take probiotics for a healthy gut.
This company says this spray is a good idea for overall health, and as Dr. Malika Marshall shows us, they have plans to prove it.
I have not taken a shower in over 12 years.
All right, so we caught this guy, right? We all saw him. I mean, can we just describe him real quick? I mean, he looks like, Jesus, look at this fucking guy.
Plans to prove it.
I have not taken.
He looks like a guy that hasn't taken a shower in 12
he
years.
He does. He absolutely does.
If you could taste, if you could taste smell right now, fucking Christ!
If you can see smell, he should have those like comic book like waves that come off. You know, like
what was that dude's name in the fucking Peanuts?
Oh, Pigpen. Yeah. He looks like an adult version of Pigpen. That's exactly what he looks like.
In a shower in over 12 years.
Oh.
It may sound crazy, but Dave Whitlock, a chemical engineer and MIT grad,
and a stinky motherfucker,
doesn't miss bathing at all.
No one did clinical trials on people taking showers every day. So what's the basis for assuming that that's a healthy
I see his logic. Practice.
Did you look
lie.
At the?
In fact, what Whitlock does believe this company is restoring youth.
Of course,
what's
you
the
do.
Logic?
I know I'm the smellier out of all of you.
Let's
probably,
see. What's the logic? Yeah, you take shits every day. And
you know, getting
that
rid
all
of
going.
The feces and
where's
the
that
sweat
all going, guy?
And the
in the toilet
and the grease
in the toilet. It lives in your butt crack and your
yeah,
butthole.
You wipe it off your butthole, man, and then it goes in the toilet. That's where it
oh,
is.
I'm on your side.
There is
you
shit residue.
You don't need to shower that often.
You can
it's
spray
really
bacteria on yourself.
I, a 3-day schedule is.
Are you on a 3-day schedule? Damn,
you are
bro.
A goddamn animal.
It,
that is
it all
not
depends.
That is animal.
It
That's
depends.
So animal.
If I'm working,
what are you,
it's
okay,
different.
Maybe I miss
if
a
I'm
day
not,
rarely.
Hey.
Yeah, a day.
I like the sensation of just cleaning my body. It feels good.
Well, I got to do it to
I
wake
like it
up,
too.
Man.
How do you waffle stomp?
How do you
he dry waffle stumps.
I like the idea of time, like
just
out
going
the
in
shower
there like
running,
a bear
taking
his
shit, and then trying to waffle stomp it down.
No
wow,
rain.
What a fucking horrid visual. Wow.
So, okay, yeah, let's hear about a little bit more about this guy's theory and his actual. He's got a product line. He does,
of course, he does. Skin
that our ancestors enjoyed long ago. And that has slowly been stripped away by excessive cleaning.
What?
To prove his theory, he helped found AOBiome, a company based in Cambridge.
Which stinks like shit when you walk.
Looks really nice on the outside. Smells
oh
like fucking
smells
turds.
Like a dumpster fire in here.
Used clean with sterile.
Yeah. Jasmina Aganovic is also an MIT grad who says as humans we need to reconnect with our environment.
We've taken the dirt out
yeah.
of our lives. We don't spend nearly as much time outdoors as
oh
we
God.
Used to, even
Please tell
children.
Me she showers.
To add a little dirt back into our lives.
That bitch showers. That bitch, she's looking...
She loofahs and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
She did.
AOBiome has created Mother Dirt. Specifically, the AO Plus Mist, containing live bacteria that is sprayed directly on the skin twice a day.
Okay.
No odor.
No odor.
Feels like water. Our users notice that they're able to reduce their dependence on conventional.
It's called Mother Dirt is the name of the brand. Mother Dirt.
Wow, that real stretch
products.
There.
And examples of this include cutting out or cutting down on deodorant, cutting out or cutting down on moisturizer. Mm.
There's a Mother Dirt shampoo and cleanser that don't contain bacteria, but Aganovic says won't interfere with it either. And while Whitlock still doesn't shower, he does use Mother Dirt every day and hopes the rest of the world will join him.
I would like 1 billion people a day to use this.
While AOBiome believes in the health benefits of these live bacteria, they're not making any scientific claims right now, but will soon begin clinical trials on inflammatory skin conditions like acne. The Mother Dirt products became available in July of this year. For more information, you can go to our website at cbsboston.com.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? I mean, ultimately, there's no way. I mean, you have pores. The human being's skin has pores that you need to, like, clean out.
And that's what
from
I'm saying.
Dirt.
Like, that shit necessarily doesn't remove it. It just applies another layer of something to you, which they're saying is live bacteria. And I understand how that can, like, break it down. But it's not removing it from your body.
And doesn't even just, like this is what I don't get about you with, like, a 3-day shower. Like, I just like
I really
like
mean
the
that
feeling.
When I say it depends. It's not.
No, no,
schedule.
I get it. If you're working hard, you know you're stinky, you've been sweating a lot, you're going to take a shower. But you can, if you're sitting around your house, you can go 3 days without taking a shower and feel fine.
Yeah.
I totally get that, and I sort of like can do the same. But I feel gross by day like 1.5 to 2. Like, I can't no, I need to.
You start to feel like oily and
yeah,
like,
I get
oh,
really
dude,
oily.
Like, your skin secretes things, but.
Yeah, I.
We're dudes, man. We got like balls and shit. Like, that shit is. That is that's a horror show.
I have
let that
been,
go.
I have been in an extreme rush at times and washed my butt. My butt ass and my balls.
My butt ass and my balls.
In the sink.
Balls.
I've done that. I've done
butt
that.
Butt ass and the balls.
Just because it's been like really quick. Just
in
like,
the sink at
sink?
The factory?
I've done that. Yep.
Which
oh, yeah.
Which sink are we talking about? Yeah.
Is this the sink I just washed my hands in earlier?
I've done it in there too.
Wow.
Vasa jerked off in that sink. Vasa puked in that sink. Probably both. No, I've never jerked off into the kitchen sink. Jerked off into the bathroom sink.
Man, dude. I don't even know.
I have puked in both sinks.
Ugh, that's a nasty mess right there.
I have
there.
Not shit in either sink, but I've washed my ass in the bathroom sink. If you need all the details.
Well, I'm glad you updated us.
Yeah, thanks. I will be avoiding that sink for the rest of this duration
of eternity. Forever unclean.
Forever.
All right, guys.
Shower people. That's a public service announcement.
That was products. That was products this week. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Products.
A little more than you probably expected. How do we wrap this thing up? It's almost time.
Put a
boys.
Bow on it, baby.
How do we put this bow?
I don't know. It's been a great show. Fun.
Really has. Really a lot fun. Of fun.
The what did you call us? The gruesome foursome?
The gruesome foursome?
We need a way better name than
way
that.
Better
God
name.
Damn.
Way better
There's
name.
There's the Magnificent Seven. Come on. We can Ooh. Work with that. We're not seven, but...
I mean, I'd say the Fantastic Four, but yeah, at the but end that of the movie, day, that fuck, movie
fucking
just sucked. Really...
I don't want any association yeah, with that yeah. film.
I don't know. No. I don't know. We could be the Four Horsemen, but then Duncan Ooh. Would get mad because that's a wrestling thing, and he's just yeah. getting mad he's left out. I don't know. I don't know. We're gonna have to take votes right. on this yeah. one.
We're gonna
have to
work
figure
on
it
this.
Out. Can take we be? It. We'll take it to the boardroom. The foreskin. Mm. Come on.
The foreskin. Ty, where have you been the whole show?
What?
That
thinking about foreskin.
Just coming up with that. Just.
I do what I want.
He waits. He chooses his moments.
God damn it, Ty.
Just
I
like
don't
how
even...
he chooses when to shower. Oh.
Hey.
Well, thank you, Ty. I really appreciate you coming. I like the foreskin. Just as you guys all have liked my name for what are new forums and hopefully bigger, like, this is the Prime Listener Club. I guess you guys like the name, the Shit Ship.
It's ready to the real shit ship is ready.
The real
it's coming.
The real shit ship is about ready to sail, and it Set will come sail. With the new website as well.
Exclusive.
This is going to be something for all you guys that hardcore fans that want to interact with the show. And we want to get you in on the ground level because there's going to be things that are coming that eventually one of these days we hope to even charge money for. So
get in with our
good graces now.
This is the Noah's Ark of shit ships. Yeah. You need to be on this. We only take two of each kind of person, so hurry the fuck up.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Guys, I think we need to get out of here. What about you?
Yeah, let's shag ass.
All right. I'm going out in traditional Ono style with a little dancing here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dirty.
Guys, for all of your Ono radio show needs, in the meantime, until we get the website up and running, just visit our Facebook, facebook.com/Ono Radio Show. Like us over there. Give you all the updates about all the the live happenings. If you need to tune in to us, like on our Twitter and our Facebook for when we're doing a show, because guess what? There's a lot more going on over there. You can see all the clips. We're posting the clips as it's going live. Facebook.com/Ono Radio Show, and over at the Twitter, of course, you've got @TheRealONRS. Probably going to start doing some periscoping soon, so you can get a little bit of.
That.
Yep. Get a little back end, back of house action.
Right in the back of house.
Got anything going on this week, guys? Or just another regular one?
Another week, man.
Flying and dying, baby.
Got a couple ideas for guests, but I got nothing confirmed. But, guys, please continue to follow us again on Facebook @TheRealONRS. Oh, go to onoradioshow.com. As always, you can leave a voicemail at 321-332-0186 or Skype Ono Radio Show anytime the show is not running. And boys, what do we say when we always get out of here?
Hey!
Eva Bang!